You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey, it's time for a trending report. Jer Bear and I are here to report on what's trending around the world and up your block. The state of Colorado has rolled out all of its plans for delivering vaccinations to COVID. It's going to be in three phases. I can tell you this, unless you fall into a particular category, you will probably be like me and Jeremy and not be getting your vaccine until the summer.
Yeah.
They say it's going to take that long because the first phase is taking care of people like people on the front lines, the elderly, those with high risk.
As it should be.
Yeah, I have no qualms with that at all. Then there's a second phase with different people, blah, blah, blah. But then just regular public.
Yep.
Without summer. A high risk and in good health. You're probably looking at 6 months. So that's
look at how just think of how nice it'll look when they're poking you in your tan arm. It'll be nice and tan from the summer. See, positive.
Oh, way to make that glass half full.
My arm is so tan right now.
On the downside, they say they were all worried about a huge spike in COVID because of the Thanksgiving holiday, and it is true. Huge spike. In fact, we're talking an increase of almost 40% nationwide. People just don't GAF, and because of that, there are deaths.
It's Christmas, too, so.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Get a load of this. The country is suing Facebook. They're trying to bust it up. If those of you who are old enough remember when the nation's courts went after the old Ma Bell, the phone company, and split it up into a bunch of different little fragments, they want to do that with Facebook because they say it's using its muscle, its might, its power as a $1 trillion company, at least close to that, to crush any potential rivals. It's pretty much an antitrust suit. We want to start with getting Facebook to give up Instagram to somebody else, along with WhatsApp. Do you use WhatsApp?
No. I got enough apps and things to deal with.
But you're an IG-er, though.
Love me some IG.
So, anyway, that stuff is going on. I've got some other fun stuff for you. Remember my idea of having two Chick-fil-A's open side by side?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Or I said, if not that, have a Chick-fil-A open in one corner and then right across the street have another one.
You can hit both of them on the way home.
Because just the lines in the drive-thru?
Yeah.
Well, get a load of this. There's a liquor store owner in Ohio who is suing Chick-fil-A because their long drive-through lines constantly clog up the parking lot and block traffic that can't get to his business. This was only a matter of time.
Yeah.
Those Chick-fil-A lines are so long, people can't get to the liquor store.
Try their best, though, to accommodate everybody and get you in and out. I mean,
I get it, buddy.
Maybe have a better liquor store. People be lined up for you then, dude. Maybe that's your problem.
Yeah, okay.
It's not Chick-fil-A.
So that's going on. Forbes every year puts out its list of the most powerful women in the world. The number one most powerful woman, they say, in the world is Germany's Angela Merkel. Kamala Harris, our recently elected vice president, was number three. Oprah is still in the top 20. Number 20. You got a bunch of pop stars who showed up. Rihanna beat out Beyonce. Can you believe that? And beat out Taylor Swift. Tay-Tay comes in at number 82 in the top 100.
Wow.
And then I just want to say that Billboard has put out its list of the top music videos of the year. And that song that we play here at Mix 100, Watermelon Sugar by Harry Styles, was the best video of the year, according to Billboard. Like that?
I gotta check it out.
There's a few on here that I don't know these people.
I don't know who you are.
I don't know
who you gotta get on the Google.
Let me see. Of the top 10, I know 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Well, that's pretty
six.
Good. Well, that's good.
I know 6 of the top 10. The other 4, I'm like, I don't know who that is.
Huh.
Anyway, what else is trending?
Well, here's some good news floating around because of the Rona. They say more people are applying for medical school than normal. And people are saying, hey, this is probably a direct result of the pandemic. Seeing doctors and experts talk every day on the television, it's really inspired more people to go into medicine. They're calling it the Fauci effect. You see Dr. Fauci on TV basically every day, and they're like, dang, this guy knows his stuff, and boy, I'd like to do that, and I want to help people, and they need help right now. So naturally, you get more people signed up for medical school.
I find this really cool.
And, it's very cool.
It just highlights to young people, math and science classes, my friends.
Go for math and science all day long. 7-year-old girl in Chicago named Haley, she's been making and selling little bracelets for charity. Her goal is to make $200 to donate. Well, she's now raised close to $20,000. She's going to donate it and use that money to help buy PPE for the children's hospital that treated her as a baby.
How cool is that?
Solid, Haley. Really nice.
What do the little bracelets look like? Did you see them?
You bet I did. And then there's a guy in line. I didn't see him. There's a guy in line at a Dairy Queen at a drive-thru in Minnesota, and he wanted to pay for the person behind him. We've talked about that many times on this show, people doing that. Well, then the person behind them paid for the person behind them, and the person behind them did it. It kept going for more than 900 cars at that Dairy Queen.
God.
Who was the jerk in car 901?
Wait a
minute.
That's
what I want to know.
You're telling me a Dairy Queen gets 900 cars a day?
I would think so.
900?
Must have been a hot spot, I guess. In Minnesota, wouldn't it? Yeah, they didn't have a drive-thru.
No, I understand, but. Like, what hours were they open?
I'm trying to do some math here. It was like 9 to 9 or 8 to 9.
So let's even be generous and say 13 hours.
Sure. And you can't go in right now.
It's not possible.
You can't go in right now.
That would be 69 cars per hour, which means more than one a minute for 13 hours.
If you're just ordering cones and stuff, I mean, it's not...
Jeremy, you're arguing for no reason. That's not possible for a Dairy Queen.
It
I've
says
been to drive through a Dairy Queen. They ain't moving.
Maybe they restarted
than,
it the next day.
They're not moving two cars a minute.
Maybe they started the next day. Or maybe it was double drive-through, bro.
Well, I wondered about the next day thing. Because then what do you say? Hey, the last person yesterday.
Would you like to participate? I don't know. Maybe they're really fast. How long does it take to squirt a cone out and hand it out the window?
Oh, but no. But then you got somebody doing the peanut buster parfait that screws
everything up. Oh, I just got goosebumps. That's the best thing there. Yum. You want to tell you anything else about the Rona?
Is that what you miss the most about your parents selling their
free ice cream? Yeah. I always liked the peanut buster parfait and then the dipped cone. Chocolate cone dipped in cherry. Oh, and I do like a triple dip, too. Get all that cherry on there. They say wearing a scarf will not stop the Rona from spreading. Don't be tempted to use your scarf to cover your face this winter instead of a mask. They don't do a great job of blocking all those little tiny droplets. Uh-huh. So they say still use a double cloth mask, whatever, that fits tight to your face. You know what you're supposed to be wearing.
You know what?
Do that.
You know what's the funniest about this?
What?
Is you and they expect people to be responsible.
Yeah! I ain't wearing no mask or scarf. Screw you guys. What else is floating around? Let me scroll down to this Santa story. Oh, no, let me tell you this real quick. This is kind of cool. Nicolas Cage is hosting a 6-episode series for Netflix, and it's going to be called The History of Swear Words. Each episode is 20 minutes, focuses on the origins of a single word, and they're going to do six of the biggies. You can probably figure out what they are. Can I?
Is darn one of them?
S-F. B. What else is there?
Well, I can think of
several.
A. I happen to be a big fan of colorful language, so I will watch this show.
They're going to have celebrity guests,
linguists. I'm just wondering how long you can handle Nicolas Cage, because he's so strange.
I love him.
Let's just talk for a second here. I love Jeff Goldblum. And he has that docu-series thing. I can't even remember
on
what.
On Disney Plus. Yeah, I made it about 5 or 6 episodes before I had to stop.
Is it because you can only handle so much of Jeff Goldblum's oddities?
Yes.
That was
it
for me?
Yeah, it was half and half. He was too odd, and then some of the episodes got stupid. But yeah, he's an odd dude. He's an odd dude. But Nick Cage,
I think there's it might be best that this is only 6 episodes, because I think after 6 episodes of Nicolas Cage, everybody would be like, God,
gotta go. Santa's not going to like that series, I'll tell you that much. And Santa's in trending today because this website, insure.com, just calculated Santa's estimated salary every year. And they're saying the jolly fat man's probably raking in about $157,000 a year. They calculated it on jobs like managing his workshop, reading letters, investigative work, because you know Santa's spying on you kids, wrapping gifts, caring for all those reindeer, making the deliveries, I guess, on Christmas Eve. Anyway, $157,000. They say that's basically equivalent to a pharmacist at Rite Aid in a big city. So he's making about the same chunk as a pharmacist. I feel like it should be a little bit more.
I want to go all the way, you know, the way we all, you know, focus on one thing that you're talking about. Yeah. I want to go all the way back to the beginning when you said it was insure.com. Is that like the Insure the Weight Gain drink product?
No, I think it's like an insurance company, isn't it? I didn't actually go to Insure.
I was just wondering.
It's IN and not Insure is EN.
Right. That's why I didn't know. I was just hearing it. I didn't see it. So.
Yeah. I guess
I wonder, wouldn't
it
be funny if it was sponsored by a drink that helps you gain weight and they're talking about Santa?
He needs no help. Ooh, speaking of gaining weight, here real quick is your Fat America. Key Lime Pie Kit Kats are coming in April of next year. And how about new Reese's Peanut Butter Cups with a layer of marshmallow cream on top?
Oh, I'd try that.
I'd roll around in that. Yum. Mm.
Okay.
Clickbait me.
No, I'm not going to yet because you left out a Fat America that,
what's that
is really, really good.
What?
Baskin Robbins is giving away free ice cream for a year.
Why?
It's called a promotion.
Oh, okay. But why? What's the promotion?
You win free ice cream for a year.
Just for the hell of it?
Just for the hell of it. Want me to dig it up?
Gotta be a reason why.
Baskin Robbins is holding a contest for its 75th birthday.
There you go, 75th birthday.
Where someone can win free ice cream. Yeah, but the bottom line is nobody on the receiving end cares why they're doing it.
Okay, so where are the deets on this?
Before I sign up for free ice cream for a year, I have to know what the reason is.
I do need the reason. And second, is it like free ice cream every day, or are they gonna do the shortcut where you get like a gallon a month? So they're only giving you 12 gallons of ice cream.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, it's free. It's free ice cream for life.
For life?
I thought it was for a year. It's for life. Now, can you really see somebody crossing their arms? Wait a minute. I got to know
too
why.
Much.
Otherwise, I don't want it.
It's too much ice cream. It sounds good at first, doesn't it? But then you're like into year 5, and then all of a sudden that ice cream is like Nicolas Cage.
What are you
and
talking
you're
about?
Sick of it.
Nobody says you have to eat it every day. It's just like whenever you, 4 years from now, you could be, traipsing along on a Tuesday afternoon. It's 92 degrees outside, and you're like, holy crap. If I want it right now, I can go get free ice cream.
Traipsing around. Mouth's all ready for ice cream.
I don't like the reason why they gave it away, so I'm out.
I'm out. All right. You're right. I'm still not going to sign up.
Because you're a Dairy Queen guy.
I'm a Dairy Queen guy. Clickbait. There it is. Go to our Facebook page, search Tom and Jeremy. Here's a lady who wants some ice cream. It's a pregnant lady. She is 9 months pregnant. And this video has gone viral because she made her belly look like a face by putting big old googly eyes just above her belly button. And her belly button's kind of, sticking out kind of funny and it looks like a mouth. And so she started wiggling her belly and the eyes were rolling around and it kind of looked like it was talking. So her husband dubbed over and was doing things like going woo, 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 woo and whistling and things like that. It's gone viral. People seem to find this hilarious.
This is how we spend our days. When are you going to get that report in? Hey, just back off. I'm watching a woman's belly going woo, woo.
Woo, woo.
Why don't you go get some ice cream? Go get some ice cream while I watch this.
It's better than wandering the streets looking for ice cream. It's on our Facebook. Check it out if you want. It's
clickbait.
Dom and Jeremy on Facebook.
All right, there you go. That is what's trending now.